With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder that came moments ahead of opening arguments for his trial. Robert Cremo III withdrew his earlier not guilty plea to 117 felony counts in that shooting in 2022 that left seven people dead. A power outage at Baltimore-Washington International Airport causing significant flight delays and other interruptions to air travel. More than 100 flights have been delayed, and a handful have been canceled as of mid-morning. The outage caused by a down power line near the airport. European leaders throwing their full weight behind Ukraine at a weekend summit. They announced outlines of a plan to end Russia's war.
There is a big stumbling block. While there may be a coalition of the willing countries that say they could go and help police any ceasefire or any peace agreement, unless the US is willing to stay engaged at some level, it is the belief of the Prime Minister here and other European leaders that this won't credibly deter future Russian aggression. And it's not at all clear what Donald Trump is willing to offer beyond this prospect of a minerals deal and having some US workers in Ukraine, in the country.
The BBC's Ian Watson. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate scheduled to vote today on the confirmation of Linda McMahon to become President Trump's education secretary.
President Trump has promised to shut down the department and said he wants McMahon to put herself out of a job. Her supporters say she is a skilled executive. Opponents say McMahon is unqualified, and they fear her budget cuts will hurt students.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that America is turning against transgenderism.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. This is SRN News. China is preparing to levy tariffs on U.S. farm exports to offset similar moves planned by President Trump.
China's state-run Global Times newspaper said the countermeasures will likely target U.S. agricultural and food products. China remains the biggest market for U.S. agriculture products, even after Beijing slapped tariffs of up to 25% on soybeans, beef, pork, wheat and corn in 2018 in retaliation for duties on Chinese goods imposed by President Trump. Analysts believe Beijing still hopes to avoid an all-out trade war and negotiate a truce with the Trump administration. But so far, there has been no sign of a deal between the two economic giants.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Japan will not be attending a UN conference on the treaty banning nuclear weapons. That conference starting today in New York. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.